This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on provisions for MSMEs in Union Budget 2025-26. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, Economic Analyst, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, Journalist.
Hello everyone. We have with us Mr. Dilip Chinoy, former Secretary General of FICCI, joining us today for a discussion on budget provisions for the MSME sector. Welcome, Mr. Chinoy.
Thank you, Ruchika. Great to be here.
Micro, small and medium enterprises have often been called the backbone of Indian economy. No wonder then, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, in her Union Budget FY26, announced a slew of initiatives for the MSME sector, whether it is to do with their technological upgradation or better access to capital. Finance Minister also elaborated on why MSMEs are so important.
Currently, over 1 crore registered MSMEs employing 7.5 crore people and generating 36% of our manufacturing have come together to position India as a global manufacturing hub. With their quality products, these MSMEs are responsible for 45% of our exports.
Mr. Chinoy, why do you think these measures that have been announced by the Finance Minister are so significant for MSMEs and our economies in terms of the role that they play in the country?
Ruchika, just to give our listeners an overview of the importance of the MSME, they employ about 5.7 crore people here, account for 36% of manufacturing and 45% of exports. They were facing few challenges in the recent past. And ever since the COVID kind of whole pandemic, the government has been looking at ways and means to encourage and promote the growth and development of the MSME sector. If you look at the MSME sector, there'll be three or four things mentioned under that category. But across the budget, there have been a multiple kind of efforts put in to boost the technology capability, the access to finance, the simplification of ease of doing business for the MSME sector.
You talked about access to finance. Finance Minister has also elaborated on the same in the budget, how the investment limits are going to be increased.
To improve access to credit, the credit guarantee cover will be enhanced. First, for micro and small enterprises from 5 crore to 10 crore rupees, leading to additional credit of 1.5 lakh crores in the next 5 years. Second, for startups from 10 crore rupees to 20 crore rupees, with the guarantee fee being moderated to 1% for loans in 27 focus sectors, which are important for Atmanirbhar Bharat. And for well-run exporter MSMEs, for term loans up to 20 crore rupees.
Mr. Chinoy, why is this so critical for MSMEs right now? And what are the challenges that they face, which perhaps this move by FM is going to help out with?
When the whole economy has been growing and the investment and turnover limits of micro, small and medium industry being kept at their current level without any changes, actually acted as a disincentive for them to modernize, for them to increase employment, for them to be able to meet the requirements of larger customers and also integrate with the global supply chain. So what the Honorable Finance Minister has done in this budget is taken two steps. One is increase the turnover from micro from 5 to 10, small from 50 crores to 100 crores, and medium from 250 to 500 crores, and also increase the investment limits that allow them to qualify. For micro, it goes from 1 to 2.5 crores, for small, 10 to 25 crores, and medium, 50 to 125 crores. But I'll try to explain to you what impact, and let's take an example. For example, if it's a handicraft micro enterprise exporting, let's say, woolen crafts, was struggling to meet global demand due to limited capital, right? With the turnover doubled, they will still qualify as an MSME, and they can actually increase their exports. So by investing more, they won't lose the different benefits that they would have got as a micro enterprise. Or if you looked at a company that was wanting to in the textile sector, and the textile sector has also been addressed in this through various things, they want to buy new looms and they want to go into automated looms. But because the capacity, that investment was restricted, And if they actually invested, they would exceed the investment limit and not be able to claim much of the benefits that were available for the MSME sector in terms of access to capital, credit guarantee, etc., which we can talk about in a bit.
In fact, one of the things that Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananth Nageswaran has also said, that we should take away this fear of growth from MSMEs, and perhaps this increase in threshold does help with that. One of the important announcements is also regards to the export promotion mission, with the sectoral and ministerial targets, and FM has said that this will be driven jointly by the ministries of commerce, MSME, finance. But one of the interesting things that she said is that it will give support to MSMEs to tackle non-tariff measures in the overseas market. What do you think can be done in this regard, and how big a challenge this is going to be given the whole geopolitical situation that India is facing right now?
So there are three things in your question, and it's a very important question from a listener's point of view, especially with the MSME industry. To be able to get a complete kind of coordinated approach, the finance minister announced the setting up of this coordinated export kind of group, which is going to look at all these problems. Exporting to European Union, for example, if it's a small furniture manufacturer exporting to European Union, the exporter needs to have FSC certified wood. They don't know that. So if this group then, through the Bharat Trade Net, which is also announced in this budget, the Bharat Trade Net will set up. So all this information would actually be put in there, so the exporter can get information on what are some of the technical barriers to trade, which department in India is responsible for certifying it, which department can help the entity actually solve that problem, and who in the mission they can actually talk to. So this is a very important step, given that MSMEs actually contribute to 45% of our exports. Mm. And if we want to grow here, then it is important to address their challenges.
Now, the overall allocation also has gone up for the MSME ministry this year. One of this announcement that Ms. Sitharaman made was the introduction of the customized credit cards for micro enterprises, which are registered in the Udyam portal. Now, practically, what is the implication of this? And if you can also elaborate on what you were talking earlier about ease of capital access for MSMEs, etc. What has the budget done towards that?
Let me actually take the improved credit availability, right?
Yeah.
So what the finance minister has done is that when small, micro and medium companies take a loan, right, there is a credit guarantee scheme operated by the, you know, medium and small scale credit guarantee corporation. Under this scheme, prior to the budget, the size was limited. In this budget, they have actually taken it to 5 crores. So what that limit, that cover includes is, if you multiply it by the number of entities that could take credit, 1.5 lakh crore rupees worth of credit will be available to the micro and small enterprises by just enabling this credit guarantee cover to be increased as it was done in the budgets. Credit, which was 5 crores, has been increased to 10 crores, allowing businesses to secure collateral-free loans.
In fact, FM has said that term loans of up to 2 crores will be provided for first-time entrepreneurs who are women or belong to the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. So that is also sort of linked to the whole MSME agenda, right?
The most important thing, which is most beneficial than all of these initiatives here, was actually increasing the income tax limit so that people will spend more. Mm. And given that micro and medium and small enterprises account for majority of the products that most people buy within the country, it's going to actually increase demand. So that was the first, you know, part of it. In the second thing, we've talked about the reclassification of the MSMEs. We've talked about the credit guarantee cover being increased from 5 to 10 crores and the credit availability. You mentioned that this micro enterprise credit cards with a 5 lakh limit for micro entrepreneurs who are registered on the Udyam portal. And the fifth one was the scheme for first-time entrepreneurs, which are term loans for the scheduled caste and scheduled tribe women, which is up to 2 crores. That's a huge plus. If you look at other parts of it, she has announced a whole lot of programs and things for labor-intensive sectors.
Yes.
For example, leather, toys and food processing.
Yes. So directly, she may not have mentioned MSMEs, but having the whole manufacturing policy, mission, and such schemes, how are they going to help out?
Just taking leather, toy, and food processing, In Maharashtra, which accounts for a significant part of toy manufacturing in the country, 50% of the units are medium and small industries. In the food processing, and I talked about the employment of 7.5 crores employed in the MSME sector, the food processing sector accounts for 25% of MSME employment. So by focusing on these three sectors, leather also is a huge MSME sector here in our clusters, etc. So all the MSMEs are going to gain benefits under this labor-intensive scheme, which she is actually talking, and the manufacturing mission 2.0. Next point, which is very important, is the access to data. We have talked about the Bharat Trade Net, but Honorable Finance Minister also talked about the PM Gati Shakti data being available to the private sector. So then, you know, if I'm in a remote area, you know, I can find out which are the nearest logistics hubs. I can do a lot of other aspects there to find out how I can get my product out from where I'm manufacturing it to the market. And also linking the third initiative, which you said they're going to start this integration with the global supply chain, where medium and small industry, if you take the auto component sector or you take other sectors or the white goods sector, there will be able to increase exports by integrating in the global supply chain. The fisheries also, when you come into processing or packaging the fish, etc., a lot of small and medium companies are involved in that. Across the budget, there's been a huge focus.
Mr. Chinoy, all these measures that have been taken for MSMEs, what is going to be the big trickle-down effect of this for the economy in terms of employment generation, the demand side measures that the government seem to have focused on in this budget?
If you look at the GDP numbers that the finance minister has talked about, in the economic survey also, we've talked about between 6.2 to 6.8% of GDP growth, which is what they're looking at. So first is enhanced GDP growth. The second is enhanced employment. A lot of this is actually focused on employment. And in the beginning of the speech, the finance minister laid out her vision for a Viksit Bharat, zero poverty, employment, healthcare, six factors she actually talked about. So it's going to address that. The third is, it is going to actually lead to technological upgradation of MSMEs and going to cause a demand for capital goods and other goods in the country, and then revive other sectors of the economy as we go forward. If the vision translates into greater exports, then we have a reduced external deficit and we'll start integrating into global chains. So benefit on employment, benefit on growth, benefit on exports and expansion of entrepreneurship here, which is slightly different from employment.
Here, I'd like to bring your thoughts on the whole ease of doing business, which has been a big focus of this government since 2014. A lot of measures have been taken. We have moved up in the ranking of ease of doing business as well globally. What are some of the things that the FM has announced which will make it easier for MSMEs to conduct business in India?
This week is a new tax bill, which is going to be simpler than the Income Tax Act 1961 and all these compliances, etc., to do with the small and medium industry. The second thing that she's talked about is the Jan Vishwas 2.0, which is going to decriminalize another 150 to 200 kind of offenses following up on the Jan Vishwas 1. The third announcement in this budget is the setting up of a regulatory committee and the regulatory reforms, which is going to look at ease of doing business and going to look at submitting a report within 1 year. And therefore, the associations and the enterprises, the moment this committee is set up, you should actually send in your suggestions, give them, interact with them, so that you can get the regulatory ecosystem that you want rather than not interacting here. So these are the four main things that she's actually talked about, the regulatory aspect.
Lot of things that have been announced in the budget, directly and indirectly, are going to help out MSMEs. But as Mr. Chinoy pointed out, they are all working towards the bigger agenda of pushing India's growth, employment opportunities, and making India a part of the global supply chain. Thank you so much, Mr. Chinoy, for joining us today.
Thank you, Richard.
You were listening to a discussion on provisions for MSMEs in Union Budget 2025-26. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.